Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. These days, it seems like everyone appropriates heroes and legends for their own political ends. Republicans have finally figured out it's bad press to diss the second most admired person of the 20th century, and have consequently decided to honor Martin Luther King. Only, the Republican Party has been steadfast in destroying those very chances, voting overwhelmingly against the Children's Health and Medicare Protection Act of 2007, and their current steadfast refusal to pass health care reform. Maybe they've forgotten Dr. King's words on that subject in 1965. Quote, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in health care is the most shocking and inhumane," unquote. And he would not have spent much time parsing the efforts of the religious right either. Quote, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death," unquote. But remember, too, that Martin Luther King said many things that would have made the so-called Blue Dog Democrats deeply uncomfortable as well. He called the United States government, quote, "the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, primarily because of its continued advancement of the Vietnam War, but also because of the brutal conditions of inequality that its capitalist system enforced." And, as if to emphasize this fact, he was assassinated after showing up for a union strike by sanitation workers in Tennessee for better wages and working conditions. The Washington Post said he had, quote, "diminished his usefulness to his cause, to his country, and to his people," unquote. Perhaps to avoid the obvious taint of hypocrisy by the vast majority of our national press and political institutions, maybe a simple silence would be the most appropriate form of respect. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.